Today's Amud for Chazara is Ma'ikaton Chafayim Abayz. We're holding on the bottom line of Chafayim and Aleph. Says the Gemara, Kinoch Nafshi, the Rabbi Barhuna of Rav Hamnuna, when Rabbi Barhuna and Rav Hamnuna were Nifter, Askinu Lahasom, so they brought them up to Eretz Yisrael. And Kimatu Agishra, when they got to a bridge that was too thin, they couldn't walk side by side anymore. One of them had to walk in front of the other. Kamu Gamli, the camels, they stopped moving. And Amr Luhu, Ahu Tayo, So a certain Arab merchant was there, so he commented and he said, "My hi, what's going on over here?" So Amrulay, the Rabbanan, explained to him that Rabbanan the Kaavdi Yikara Adadi. These two Tamid Chachamim, Rabbi Barhuna and Rav Hamnuna, are giving cover to each other. Mar Amar Mar Neil Bereisha, Umar Amar Mar Neil Bereisha. Each one wants the other one to go in front. So Amar, so the Taya said, Dinuhu, the Rabbi Barhuna Neil Bereisha. The Chayra, it would make sense that Rabbi Barhuna should go first. His father was Rav Huna. Chalif Gamli, the Rabbi Barhuna, Taku, they listened, and the Gamal of Rabbi Barhuna went in front. But Lamaisa, because he went against the cover of Rav Hamnuna, so Nasr Kache Vishine Dahu Taya. The Taya, his jawbone and his teeth fell out. Pasach Alehu Yanuka, Sern Yanuka, was giving a hesped, and he said as follows. He said, Geza Yeshishim Alam Ibavel, that the child of great ones, referring to Rabbi Barhuna, came up from Bavel, V'imai Sefer Melchamais, and together with him is a Sefer Melchamais, referring to a Sefer Torah, referring to Rav Hamnuna. These different birds, they came to see the destruction, the double destruction that was coming from Shinar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry at his world and stole from it two nefashis, and he rejoiced like a new kala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'sameach b'vayilav nefesh naki v'tzadik, that now it has arrived by him this nefesh naki and tzadik. Kinach Nafshe, the Ravina, when Ravina was Nifter, Pasach Le'a Husaf Dana, the one gave the hesped. He said as follows. He said, Tamarim in you, Raish, wave your heads and give a hesped, you palm trees, outside the Ketamar, because of the loss of the Tzadik, who's compared to a Tamar. Nasim Le'les Kiyamim, we shall make our nights like days and cry. Al Mesim Le'les Kiyamim, for the one who made his nights like days, the one referring to Ravina, who learned Torah day and night. Amr Le'a Ravashi Le'bar Kipaik, Ravashi said to Bar Kippaik, "Ahu yoyim maya amrit, on that day that I die, what are you going to say about me?" So Amar Leis, Ravashi said, "Amena, I'm going to say as follows: that in ba'arazim nafal shall have us mayas ve'zuvekir. If the fire was able to consume the tall and mighty cedar tree, what's going to be with the smaller plants? Levyasim b'chako hi'alo mayasu degei rakak. If the hook was able to catch the levyasim, the big fish, what's going to be with the small fish? Benachol shaytif nafal chako mayasu megevim. If the huge body of water was able to dry up, so what's going to be with the small bodies of water?" So Amar Le Baravin, Baravin said to Bar Kippaik, "Chas v'shalom, the chak v'shav is b'tzadika amina. You're going to talk that way about the tzadikim, compare them to fires consuming them and hooks getting them. Umay amrit." So Bar Kippaik asked Baravin, "What are you going to say?" So amina, Baravin said, "I'm going to say as follows." He said, "B'chu la'aveilim v'loy la'aveda. You should cry for the aveilim. They're the ones you have to feel bad for. Not the aveda, not for the tzadik who died. Shehi l'menucha v'anu l'anacha. The tzadik, he's going to Gan Eden. We're the ones who are left mourning." Chalish Daite Alayu, Lamais Ravashi, he didn't appreciate either hesped, Vizapuch Karayu, and the two maspidim, their feet turned over. Ahu Yoyim Alayas Laspudais, on the day that Ravashi actually ended up dying, Lamaisa, they did not go to give a hesped. They saw what happened the first time, they figured they weren't going to give it another chance. Behind the Dhamma Ravashi, and it's about this story that their feet turned over, that Ravashi said, Loibar Kipai Chalitz, Loibar Avin Chalitz, that these two people, they're not able to perform Chalitza because the shoe has to be taken from on his foot. And by them, being that their feet were turned over, so the shoe is going to be taken from underneath their foot, and that's not okay. Now it says the Gemara that Rava Kiyava Asi La Diglas, when Rava got to the Diglas River, he wanted to cross it, and it was dangerous, so Amrali Le Bar Avin, he said to Bar Avin, who he said was a maspid, he is also a stam at his way with words, Kum Eima Milsa. So Rava asked him, say a tefillah. Koiva Amar, he got up and said, Bo Raif Shlishas Bamayim, that Rava, who's equal to Raif of Klaisra, he came into the water, Zuchor V'Rachim, Hashem remember us, Lotayva, have Rachmanis on us, Teinu Me'acharecha Kishim Yibayla, it's true, we strayed from you, like a woman, like a Saita, who strays from her husband, but Al Taznichenu Ka'is Me'mara, don't let give us the same fate as the one who gets the waters, the Me'mara, the Isha, who gets punished from these waters, don't treat us the same way. It says in the Gemara another story that Rav Chanan Chasni de Beinasiya Hava. Rav Chanan was the son-in-law of the Nasi. He didn't have any children. But Rachami v'havulei, he davened, and eventually he was zeicha to have a child. Ahu yoima d'havulei, on the day that he had his child, the day that the child was born, nach nafshe, Rav Chanan was nifter. So patzach lehu safdana, the maspid said that simcha letuga nepacha, the day of simcha turned into a day of sadness. Sason v'yagun nidbaku, it became one day is a day of sason and yagun, all they came together on the same day. Be'esim chasin enach on mamish. At the time of his simcha, there became mourning. And be'ez chaninasei avad chaninai. On the day that Hashem gifted him, he lost his gift. He lost his chayin. He lost himself. We lost Rav Chanan. Asiku lechanan al shmei. In the ma'isa, they gave the child the name Chanan al shame his father, Rav Chanan. Kidach Navshid Rabbi Yechna, when Rabbi Yechna was nifter, Pasach Ali Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar, he said as follows. He said that Kasha Hayom Li Yisrael Ki Yom Bay Shemesh B'Tzaraim, that today is so difficult for Klal Yisrael, like the day that the sun set early in the afternoon. Tichziv, it's what's that day referring to? The Pasach says V'Haya B'Yom Ahu V'Avisya Shemesh B'Tzaraim, and it was on that day that the sun set in the afternoon. But Rabbi Yechna, what's that day referring to? It's the Yom Yishal Yoshiyahu. It's the day that Yoshiyahu was nifter, and so Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar was saying that this day is difficult. The day that Rabbi Yochanan was nifter is like the day that Yoshiyahu was nifter. And also, kinach nafshid Rabbi Yochanan, also when Rabbi Yochanan was nifter, so Yasav Rabbi Ami Shiva Ushleishim. So Rabbi Ami, he sat Shiva and Shleishim over his Rabbi, over Rabbi Yochanan's Patira. However, Amar Rabbi Abba, Braid Rabbi Chiva Rabba, the Rabbi Ami Da'ava Ligarmehu Da'ava. That was his own chumra, it was his own thing that he did that. The Achi Amar Rabbi Chiva Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan himself said that lahalacha, you don't need, the person does not need Shiva Ushleishim. Rather, Afilu Rabbi Shalimdu Chachmein Yoshiv Alav Eligay Bechad, even for a person's own personal Rabbi, who taught him his chachma, he only has to mourn for one day, and the Rasha is even a mixas ayayim, that's all he has to do medina. Kinach nafshid Reb Zera, when Reb Zera was nifter, pasach lehu safdana, then Eret Shinar Hara Viyolda, Bavel is the one who conceived and bore, gave birth to Reb Zera, that's where he was born, but Eret Tzvi Gidla Shashueha, Lamaisa, he was raised in Eret Yisrael. Aino la Amra Rakas, woe says Rakas, woe says Tveria, where he lived, ki ibda kli chemdasa, that it lost its treasure. And kinach nafshid Rabbi Avayu, when Rabbi Avayu was nifter, achisu amudei de kesari maya. So the pillars of kesari, they started to shed water. They were crying. And Rabbi Yaisi, when Rabbi Yaisi was nifter, shafa marzvei de tzipori dama, the gutters of tzipori, they let out blood. The Rav Yaakov, when he was nifter, ischamimu keichave biyamama, the stars were seen during the day. The Rav Asi, when he was nifter, yakru kol ilanaya, the trees in his town were all uprooted. The Rav Chia, the chisu keifa de nur mirakia, there was hail with fire that came down from the sky. And the Rav Menachem, ishtau tzalmanaya vavlu mechatzayu, the faces on the coins, they became smoothened, they went away. The Rav Tanchum barchia, iskatsu kol andrataya, the statues of the town, they all got cut down. And Rav Liashiv, ichasru shivin mechtarta ben Arda, there were 70 tunnels that Ganavim dug in Arda. Until then, Rav Liashiv was protecting the city. Now that he was nifter, these tunnels, the Ganavim were able to dig these tunnels. The Rav Hamnuna, when he was nifter, the chisu kefid de bardem erikia, there were hailstones that came from the sky. And the Rabbi of Rav Yosef, the shu kefid de pras ahadadi, the pillars of the bridge that went over the Pras River, so they connect, they kissed, meaning that the bridge collapsed. And the bayi v'rava, the shu kefid de diglas ahadadi, the same thing, but with the bridge that went over the Diglas River. And kinach nafshid Rav Misharshia, ta'an dikli shitze, the palm trees, instead of producing dates, they started to produce thorns.